Blackstone presents Weapons of Opportunity by Dale Brown. This book is read by Rob Shapiro. This novel is dedicated to the ones who keep watching to keep us safe, around the corner or around the world. To surprise the enemy is to defeat him. Alexander Suvorov, 18th century Russian general. Madness is, however, an affliction which, in war, carries with it the advantage of surprise. Winston Churchill. Prologue. Tumbov Military Airfield, Russia. November. Winter had come early to this part of Russia, 400 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Snow drifted down out of the cloudy night sky, becoming a swirling curtain of dazzling white where it fell into the beams of the powerful lights ringing the airfield. Along the base's western perimeter, a stand of bare-limbed birch trees faded from sight, obscured by the steadily increasing snowfall. Several narrow-body jets were parked out on a wide apron just off the concrete runway. Fitted with the needle-shaped nose of the much larger Tupolev Tu-160 swept-wing supersonic bomber, they were Tu-134 UBLs, models of a 1960s vintage civilian passenger plane converted to train bomber crews rotating through Tambov's 1,449th airbase. But these specialized training aircraft were dwarfed by the single enormous four-engine airliner sitting on a taxiway not far away. Comparable to America's Air Force One, this Ilyushin 96 300PU was Russian President Pyotr Zhdanov's personal transport. Outside near the flight line, a handful of stern-faced bodyguards surrounded Zhdanov. He took a long drag from his cigarette and then irritably pitched it away across the tarmac. Its lit end glowed orange in the darkness for a brief moment before vanishing, extinguished by the falling snow.
"Much like any man's life in the end," he thought dourly. "One brief flash of light and warmth and then oblivion for all eternity."
His hard mouth tightened in a grimace. Despite his thick black coat and fur hat, he could feel the cold gnawing at his bones.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?